Well, hi, it's Mac, and it's Thursday, I believe the 24th of May. I may have that wrong, as I often do. Short boo. I have wandered out to the end of my drive, about 50 yards from the house, to catch the 3G on my iPhone to send a boo that has been trying to send for the past hour. So, using the Wi-Fi, I can get 3G at the end of my drive, but I don't get 3G at my home, just at a very short distance. So I have to depend on my BT Wi-Fi network, and hence this boo, because the BT engineer is at work just now in the house, converting me to BT Infinity, the fibre optic, I believe, system. The problem here is that although the fibre optic is run to relay stations in the immediate area, we don't actually have fibre optic running into the houses here as yet, so it is the watered-down version of Infinity. I think, if I remember correctly, download speeds is something like about 54.8 megabytes per second. And I think the uploads is about 18.8 megabits per second. Of course, the full-blown Infinity, where you have fibre optic straight in to your house, your home, is much, much faster than that. But considering that up till now I've been running over the telephone lines about 5.4 megabits per second on a good day when the sun's out and the wind is from the west, I think I'm going to see a difference. I'd like to think I'm going to see a difference. I will be running some tests in a few days' time because, as always, when these things are set up, it takes a while to stabilise itself and for them to get it right at the relay stations. And so I'll give them that allowance and then I will double check. But I would like to think that as soon as this guy's finished here and I'm plugged in, that I will see a great difference. I'm really looking forward to it. Okay, it's cost me a bit more. Actually, it's not. I've just realised I'm actually getting the deal. I'm actually getting BT Infinity for £1 less a month than what I was paying for my broadband package with BT Vision previously, which is a fantastic deal. So, I'm really looking forward to getting this fired up and see the difference. Not sure how much difference you see. Maybe I will do a follow-up on this. I won't finish this boo at this point. I'll just put it on hold and then get back on here and let you know what I think, if any, is the difference. But it would be great to hear if anyone else has had the Infinity in either similar to mine's, where it's the watered-down version, or the full-blown version, and to see what the difference would be on that. That would be real interesting to see. What's your upload and download speeds like? How quick is everything now on the internet? Because let's face it, everyone's on the internet now, isn't it? I mean, if you just want to, you know, a word comes into your head, you don't know the meaning, you hit the internet. If somebody says, oh, did you know about this? And no, I didn't hit the internet. Everybody just hits the internet now. It's a way of life. And so it really needs to improve. It really needs to get faster and better and cleaner and more efficient. I will see how it goes. So I'll just leave it at that just now, because hopefully the guy ain't going to be much longer, and I'll probably need to go back indoors for him to do a little talk through with me, I guess. Okay, and the update on this is that BT Infinity is installed and up and running, and it is very fast. Compared to what I had, I suppose it wouldn't have been hard to be faster at just over 5 megabytes. But the guy showed me on his tester, his special test equipment, that I was getting approaching 60 megabytes per second download speeds and 20 megabytes per second upload speeds. So I am duly impressed. He had to run a cable from the master's connection box in our lounge through to my room if I wanted the brand new router system to be in my study, which wasn't a problem because I can nip below the floorboards readily in my house. I do often. I squirrel around down there quite often. It wasn't a problem, and we actually had that new bit of cable in patched in 5 minutes. I tell you no lie, 5 minutes. I drilled 2 holes down the curtains at both places. He dropped the wire down, I dropped down, popped it back up, and that was it. I had put that cable in 5 minutes, so the guy was very grateful to me because it saved him. Not that I would have wanted it run around the skirt, but it probably saved him quite a bit of time. So now it's up and running, and what can I say about it? Okay, the guy demonstrated the speed, and it is very fast. I reloaded all the closed down tabs that I had on Google Chrome, because he had to shut down. Now I had 33 tabs on that. Do you wish to open all the tabs from your history? Normally I do these one at a time, save everyone trying to load at the same time, including some of them are YouTubes because they always kick in and start playing. But I thought, I'm going to give it a try. So 33 tabs, hit the button, reload them all at one time. 45 seconds it took to load them all. So I remember doing this several times before and it didn't do this in 45 seconds. It usually took quite a wee while. So that was a great result. Then he demonstrated BBC iPlayer and he showed me HD on that and it was stunning. And that was just The Apprentice. Not because I watch it, because probably one of his favourite programmes, so that's the one he called up and showed me The Apprentice loading very rapidly and in HD. Stunning, stunning. And I've just tried some stuff myself and it is really fast. I'm very impressed indeed. And I was going to say worth every penny, but since I already mentioned it's actually cost me £1 less a month. What can I say about that? So, another little insight into this is I asked him about the HD on the BT Vision and he checked the box and says, no, you've got the relatively old solver one. I think that's about 1.5, 2 years old. It's old one. It doesn't really do HD as such. There's a new one out, it's a black one that does the HD. Get on your phone, he says, and contact BT yourself and tell them you now have Infinity installed and you'd like to utilise the greatly improved speed to have the HD. And that virtually all the HD that I would get through Vision would be free. So I phoned them and they were very kind and said that they are rolling them out and they will get one out to me within the next few weeks, all being well. But I'll keep in touch. I'll keep on top of it, I should say. So that would then mean that our big Sony flat screen HD TV, HD ready TV, will be able to watch so much stuff. Because we actually use BT Vision to great extent. And I mean that. I mean, there isn't a day goes by that we do not record, play back, do various things with Vision. It's a very good system. I'm really pleased with it, you know. And if I'm going to get that in HD now because of the Infinity, and it's not even the full-blown Infinity, he did explain that that will come through time, that they will eventually run the fibre optics from the local relay boxes. You know these green boxes you'll see every so often as you go through your town. I can't remember the distances between them, but apparently the fibre optics have been... I noticed the guys doing this recently, actually. I wondered what they were doing. That's what it was, along our main street and up the off junctions. And basically that's what they were doing. They were running the new fibre optics from the main station to the local stations, these little boxes. And through time, the guy says they will run fibre optics into the houses directly. And then we'll be able to have full-blown HD. Maybe by the time that happens, we'll be doing something different, entirely different. But look, without wishing to linger us any longer than what I've already said, I did see her give you a review, and I'm greatly impressed by the Infinity. It's just so fast, and the HD on the Mac. I mean, the Mac was always a good picture, but and all we need now in the Mac is a Retina display, aka the iPad third generation that I have. Imagine that HD on a Retina display. I don't know. Does that sound right? maybe some of you know that different, would that be actually a term? In other words, would you have HD on a retina display, or would you either have HD or you would have a retina display? Okay, tech guys, come on. Let me know about that one. I am interested. I'm interested in all things tech. Okay, folks, I'm still enjoying this one, and I ain't going indoors to watch anything on my Mac just because I've got Infinity now. I'm going to soak this weather up as much as I can, but once I go indoors, I'll let you know, maybe at a later date, not now, just if I'm still duly happy with it. Okay, bye for now. Okay, just before I go, something that just came into my head just as I was about to upload this was the Wi-Fi. I thought, how does the Wi-Fi go? So I'm in the garden, and I obviously have my iPhone with me. And so what I did was go to Audioboo, and I was in my own page, so I went back to browse. And when I hit the browse button, it flipped over, and instantly, and I mean instantly, let's say, a blinking of a split second, all the latest boos were there. So then I went to Downcast and refreshed Downcast, and I had four boos, new boos, be refreshed, and I watched the refresh rate, the percentage, and it was really fast. And I'm in the back garden, so I don't get 3G in the back garden. I think I said this at the start. So even the Wi-Fi, the local Wi-Fi, my Wi-Fi through this new router for the Infinity, is faster as well. So not only have I gained speed directly, of course I have to say it because it's Wi-Fi in the house, I know, but my Mac sits next to the router basically. But out here in the garden, through the brick walls, etc., that is an increase in speed as well. Just a little add-on to that, to make it even a better upgrade, purchase, or whatever you want, a better move. All in. I'm definitely going this day. Bye for now.